Message number 170. Money and too much of it corrupts the soul. Sunday, August 21, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, I visit you tonight as the world begins to erupt in continued violence as nation after nation bombard each other to seek power and glory. Pray for all those souls who will perish in this violence so they can find favor in my Father's kingdom. My daughter, the world will now undergo the changes foretold to cleanse them so that man can be made worthy of my promise. They will continue to be allowed to be stripped bare of material things by those greedy people responsible for their sudden demise. As these trials intensify, these children will be free of the shackles which bind them to the empty promises of Satan. He who seduces the wealthy by promising them even more will now continue to parade the obscenity of ostentatious vulgarity for all the world to see. He will do this so that my children will not only envy the rich and famous, but will do everything they can to imitate them. By drawing my children into this nest where the trappings of significant wealth will appear to be an important goal to aim for, he will succeed in taking them away from the truth. Once bare and naked, I will clothe you again, children, only this time it will be a cloak of armor designed to protect you from the wickedness of evil men. Once armored, you will be ready to enter the world again with a different view of life. A life when love for your neighbor counts as being your number one goal. When you show love to one another, you prove your genuine love for me. This facade of wealth and riches, which very few of my children in the world have access to, is only that, a front, for there is no substance behind it. You will be taunted to seek out similar wealth when the deceiver convinces you that you must aspire to great riches and fame. The truth is that while you are busy chasing empty and meaningless desires, you will be ignoring your duty to me. Never allow the parading of wealth and fame to seduce you, children, for know that money and too much of it corrupts the soul. Those who have so much money where they are unlikely to be ever able to spend it in this life must give it to those unfortunate people who have little to eat. Do this and you can save your soul. If you hunger after excesses when you already have enough to feed and clothe a nation, then you will starve. The food of life is your humble acceptance that love for one another is what I taught you. Loving your neighbor means looking after those who have nothing. Wake up and accept the truth before it is too late for you. It is more difficult for those with immense material riches to find favor with my Father unless you share with others. Remember this to those who have little and who envy those who seem to have every material comfort they wish for. You too must be careful. There is only one mansion you should try to gain access to, and that is the mansion that awaits you in the new paradise on earth. Only those humble in heart, mind, and soul will be given the key. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.